This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge in Virginia is to sentence President Trump's former campaign chairman today. Paul Manafort, convicted last year of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying, he pleaded guilty to similar charges in the D.C. case and will be sentenced next week for that. A former Air Force fighter pilot turned Republican U.S. Senator, Arizona's Martha McSally, revealing that she was raped during her military career.
I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally, the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, saying during a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military,
like many victims, I felt the system was raping me all over again.
She says it almost led her to quit the Air Force. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
An American TV icon says he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. 78-year-old host of Jeopardy since 1984, Alex Trebek, says he's going to beat it.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
The majority of Americans support Israel in its conflict with the Palestinians, but a survey finding that the support is the lowest it's been in a decade. The new Gallup poll out this morning finding that 59% of Americans surveyed are more sympathetic to Israel, down 5% from last year. Around 20% say they side with the Palestinians. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An Alabama teenager now suing an abortion clinic for terminating his unborn child without his consent. A Madison County judge recognized the baby known as Baby Roe as a plaintiff in 19-year-old Ryan Mager's lawsuit against the Alabama Women's Center for Reproductive Alternatives. Mager says his girlfriend aborted the 6-week fetus against his wishes in February of 2017, and he then sued because Alabama law recognizes the personhood of a fetus. The teen's lawyer says he believes the case could make it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Two Republican senators who are doctors as well, very much at odds over mandatory vaccinations. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana was forcefully defending mandatory vaccinations after Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky ripped the requirements as a danger to liberty. Cassidy said vaccinations are a key public health safeguard, making the comment in debate yesterday after Paul's criticism of what he called forced vaccinations. Though Paul says he and his children have been vaccinated, the Senate continues to debate vaccinations after 11 states have reported over 200 cases of measles recently. And Heinz introducing two new mayonnaise flavors. Mayo Must is mayonnaise mixed with mustard. Mayo Q mixes it with barbecue sauce. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. How you doing? Bill Martinez here as we celebrate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have a country to save and appreciate that you are all in to that end. James Hurston joins us now, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And speaking of somebody who was all in for our country, boy, so much can be said about the legacy of one John Wayne. But, you know, it's like, you know, whether they find something in a high school annual or something that somehow isn't politically correct by today's standards, you're fair targeting by those on the left, aren't you?
Oh, it's unbelievable. They always need a new target, and the use of the social media, the use of this, it's a weaponization of technology to make a small group of people look like a large group of people. This kind of thing is continuing. It's similar to the thing that happened to Kevin Hart that caused him to pull out of hosting the Oscars.
Right.
It's something that happens to most people that are conservative. But now, you know, the same people that want to tear down statues and ban books, silence people they disagree with, they managed to dig up an interview from 1971 with Playboy magazine, when it was a print magazine back then,
right,
that John Wayne did. And John Wayne, the time he lived in and leading up to the 1970s, first of all, he was known as a kind of a blunt, brash speaker,
right.
Not dissimilar to another blunt, brash speaker who right now is the leader of the free world.
I was going to say, just happens to be our president, right?
Yeah. So, but John Wayne's characters, he was very careful about the characters he chose to play.
Mm.
He knew that he represented something bigger than himself. And he took that responsibility very seriously. And he was an ardent conservative and a very strong anti-communist. And people on the left will never forgive somebody like that. Mm. I mean, he's just one on a long list of people that they would like to harm. They would like to harm their reputation. They would like to erase them from history in Orwellian style. So now what they're doing is they want to change the name of something dear and near to me, the Orange County Airport in Orange County, California.
Right.
That has this 9-foot bronze statue of the Duke, and was named after him in part because not only is he connected to California, having been here since the age of 10, He was a football star at USC and in high school. And but when he retired, he hung out in Orange County.
Oh,
people
yeah.
saw him driving around the streets. He had a yacht that he sailed out there in the harbor, and he was a part of the community. And
exactly.
he was so it was part of his legacy. As a matter of fact, his family. I actually know some of the people that are in his. He's got a very large extended family. He had three wives.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done is they've taken this interview, they've taken quotes out of context and out of the context of the time, and try to say that he's a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
And this went viral all over the internet. It was a screenwriter, ironically, that broke it first on Twitter, and then a Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial writer for the Los Angeles Times took it up, and now it's actually being debated among groups in Orange County, including the governance of Orange County, whether they should drop John Wayne. This is just an outrage and an attack on him. And
so what are they going to topple that 9-foot bronze statue like Saddam Hussein or something? I mean, this is ridiculous, you know. And
yeah, well, it's the same things they do with, you know, Confederate statues.
Right.
Now they want to do it to Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do it to George Washington.
Of course.
It's this idea of going back in the past and demonizing the past. This is right out of the Soviet playbook, out of totalitarian playbooks. Because let me tell you something about John Wayne. John Wayne had transcended normal fame.
Mm-hmm.
He was this outspoken anti-communist, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But he disturbed totalitarian leaders with his image of a powerful man who stood for freedom. So much so, a lot of people don't know this, Joseph Stalin put a hit on John Wayne, ordered the KGB to kill him.
Wow.
And it was in a book, Michael Munn had a book, he's a film historian, about the attempted hit on John
wow.
Wayne. And it was foiled, and, you know, lore has it that John Wayne put a bunch of stuntmen together to foil the hit and actually go to a communist cell and attack them. But I don't know if that's true. Other people, Nikita Khrushchev, when he came to the United States in 1959, he had two requests. One, he wanted to see Disneyland, and the second, he wanted to meet John Wayne. And, you know, so this kind of thing happened. The Japanese Emperor Hirohito, who
mm-hmm.
was the emperor during World War II, when he came to the United States, he had one request. I want to meet John Wayne.
John Wayne.
He
exactly.
was the personification of American patriotism.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so this guy was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, Presidential Medal of Freedom. He founded two cancer institutes. He did a lot of good in his life, and he should not have his legacy smeared by out-of-context quotes in a 1971 interview with Playboy.
Yeah, and who's Matt Williams anyway? Don't tell him, by the way, that across the street from John Wayne Airport, one of our favorite restaurants there, Gulliver's Restaurant, the Duke was often seen there. His even to this day, in his booth, his telephone connection is still there. I keep telling
you. How dare the Duke go there? That's a steak joint.
Yes.
And you know that steaks come from cows that cause flatulence.
Flatulence, I know. It's just, well, you know, if you can't get him one way, we're going to get him on the other hand, the whole deal. And I'm sure he would have chuckled over, you know, the...
Oh, by the way, John Wayne the bigot.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned he was married three times. All three of his wives were Latina women.
Yes.
All of them.
Yes.
And well, so the people I know that are in his family... they all have Hispanic names. And what do you know? That bigot managed to fall in love with three Latinas. What do you
well, He's got great taste. That's all I can tell you. He has great taste. Well, you know, the other thing, too, I remember years ago, the first time I saw The Quiet Man, and, of course, this was on the cusp of all the feminist movement and stuff, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, is he going to get some flashback on that? Because, as you know, as he was going in Ireland, across the countryside there in Ireland, you know, dragging Maureen O'Hare across the prairies and that, you had all the women there going, oh, do you need a beating stick for the lady? Oh my gosh, you know, how long is this going to play, you know? Hey, we got to take a quick break. We've got more from James Hurston next. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Tailored Fabric Softener? Oh, the limited fresh kind. And French vanilla non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Martinez live.
Go, bigger, go, oh, oh, oh. Go.
Fresh
Christian Independence, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, along with all our interviews. And download them. We're givers, so they're for the, you know, for you, you know, free of charge. It's our gift because we're givers. James Hurston back with this New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor. Well, James, you know, this is the thing that's getting to be aggravating. In Orange County, as we know, for so long, there used to be that curtain around the county that maintained some conservatism, but that curtain has since been ripped wide open, and it is not quite the conservative bastion that it was before, and all these conservative ideals and the people that represented these patriotic ideas are subject to change based on a small minority of people. Sad.
And that's the key. It's a minority. Look, this last election where all of the House races were swept in Orange County, that was an aberration. That was caused in great part due to the ballot harvesting law that Republicans were asleep at the switch on. They're not going to be asleep at the switch anymore. And we're going to see Orange County come back because the Republicans still are the majority registration in Orange County.
Right.
And if they can sort of clamp down on the cheat vote and the ballot harvesting, Republican representatives will be elected again.
Well, and maybe Steyer and Bloomberg and all these guys, these big money people that were investing in the market too, maybe they'll run a little tight on money. Maybe they've got to find other, fish to fry, and maybe they'll let go of Orange County, because that was the other impact as well, was that you had big money coming into the market, and interfering with the will of the people. I mean, you know, it's amazing to me, James. You know, with all the controversy of Russian interference and everything, well, what's the difference when you have outsiders in a market who have money, who are coming in and doing what they did to Dana Rohrabacher and others in the marketplace there in these, these red voting districts, and were able to turn them over, as you say, with a little bit of help from voter harvesting, maybe a lot more help than voter harvesting than we realize.
Well,
And the other shenanigans they probably pulled off too, you know?
Yeah, and the key, you asked the question, what's the difference in between Russian interference, which of course one of the differences, Russian interference is fiction, and this interference from people voting illegally and ballot harvesting, is fact.
Yes.
Now, the other difference is the left is never out for justice. You know, this is what people think are fairness. They're not interested in fairness. They're only interested in their power. And nothing could say it more than, you know, you brought up Tom Steyer, the man who's been spending millions of dollars on ads that basically advocate for the impeachment of the president. Well, Tom Steyer also pushes this new Green Deal, this Green New Deal. And the fact is, lost amidst all the weeds, and we need some advertising to say it, but under the Trump administration, for the first time in history, the United States is not only self-sufficient energy-wise,
exactly,
but it's become an exporter. Nation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we heard about the fracking technology, and we know that's a part of this. But what we didn't hear about is new technology and satellite tracking, where satellites pick up data where they find deposits of fossil fuels. And guess where the number one area of the world for energy and harvesting fossil fuel energy is? The United States of America. And at this critical time, when we have become self-sufficient, where we are exporting energy, where we have the deposits, that's when the Democratic Party wants to abolish fossil fuels and bankrupt us.
Well, look what they did under Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton was going to further that policy by putting, you know, the coal producers out of business. They flat out said as much. I mean, it was real clear. Oh, yeah, we've got a retraining program for you. We're going to dump billions to retrain you. And it's like, why are we closing? Why are we closing this down? You know, to our own injury, all because of this supposed, you know, green energy, renewable energy that we have been spending bazillions of dollars in over the last decades. And, you know, it's interesting that Ocasio-Cortez talks about return on investment. Well, what about the return on investment for all the money we've spent in renewables over the decades? What did we get there?
Yeah, exactly. And that should just shows, I mean, we went from global cooling to global warming to climate change. Who knows what the words they'll use next? But what it's not about science, it's not about doing good for the earth, it's about controlling your life.
That's right.
And that's what the left wants to do, and that's why they flip from one phrase to another, from one policy to another, but the common thread is it is totalitarian control, and that's what this agenda is about.
Right. It's the loss of the people's liberties. That's what this all comes down to. I mean, are you willing to exchange your freedom, your liberties, everything that the founding fathers had designed for us and that we've passed on from one generation to the next up to now? You're willing. You're willing to let those go because some 29-year-old woman out of Queens who hasn't quite figured out the math yet is, you know, running the charge for socialism and right smack dab in the midst of what we see going on in Venezuela, where you see local citizens. James, it's disgusting. I mean, they're eating out of the back end of garbage trucks. That's what they're doing to survive. I mean, the inflation rate is at 1,000,000%. That's incomprehensible. But you have someone who is leading the charge from the Democratic Party, this one person, AOC, leading the charge, saying, oh, socialism is wonderful. You know, you don't want to look at Venezuela. That's an anomaly. That's really not the case.
You know, they not only say socialism is wonderful, they side with the evil dictator Maduro.
Yes.
They were siding with Hugo Chavez. They are not siding with freedom. And it's truly, truly an outrage. And we see that these people, when Bernie Sanders announced his presidential run, there was a group with a sign to stay out of Venezuela.
Mm.
Stay out. This is Bernie Sanders, the man who supports Fidel Castro, man who supported the old Soviet Union, actually has won over the hearts of some highly uninformed young people. At the end of the day, he has this horrible problem in a party of identity politics. He's too white. Yeah. And, you know,
he's too white and too old now, they're saying.
And too old.
He's aged out.
A white man. Oh, and also too wealthy.
Yes. Well, we don't talk about that. We don't want to bring that up because that makes us all a bit uncomfortable, because after all, we believe in the distribution of wealth and it should be fair to everybody.
Well,
but what you pointed out earlier is so key to all this. And that is they want you to give up your individual control so that they can control you. Lindsey Graham called him out during the Kavanaugh hearings. He said that they had such a lust for power. My words, not his. But their lust for power was so disgusting that he wished they never got it. But the fact of the matter is that the voters in 2018 gave them some power, and here it is. The circus is underway, and everything is all about impeaching Donald Trump.
Yeah, you mentioned Tom Steyer, and people ask me all the time. They say, well, why is it that all these filthy rich people, these billionaires, side essentially with socialists? Socialists are against the very system that made these billionaires successful. How could they do that? And I've thought about that a lot, you know, and I think there's a psychology behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in their fever dream, they're worried that people that are empowered might come with pitchforks and torches and take their money away. And so in order for them to keep their status quo, they like the idea of a disempowered populace.
Right. Commentator, media analyst, and law professor, the one, the only, James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Originally facing felony corruption charges that could have put him behind bars for over 20 years, but now federal prosecutors have agreed to drop those charges against former U.S. Congressman Aaron Schock, the Republican who represented Illinois. He says he had been targeted by a prosecutor who was simply looking for stardom.
What they asked for was a plea not from me, but from my campaign organization, for a simple FEC violation, which is a failure to keep all the adequate necessary documents and record keeping and so forth for FEC reports that you're required to file as a congressman.
Schock speaking there on Fox News. Following a House committee's approval yesterday, the full House is now taking up a bill that would more than double the federal minimum wage. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
And independent, just the way you like it. Bill Martinez here. Hey, what is going on with the Democrats? Now they're proposing trillions of dollars in reparations for the blacks. I guess every week we just got to keep spending the people's money. I mean, this Green Deal and all these other progressive ideas, they actually had somebody do the math. We couldn't rely on Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria, AOC, to do any math. I guess for her... I guess her economist degree that she got out of Boston, I guess they didn't teach her how to add. They're estimating now with this Green Deal and these socialist ideas that they want to sell us on, it's only going to cost us about $93 trillion over the next 10 years. And I'll tell you, the ludicrousness of it all continues. But this is why we need to have, you know, sane and sober individuals like Lowell Ponte on this show to calm us down and to talk us off the edge of the roof. Lowell Ponte, a former Reader's Digest roving editor, his latest book with Craig R. Smith, Money, Morality, and the Machine. And I think that we even got a more later book, don't we not?
No.
No, this is
no,
the
we,
book.
We okay. have we have lots of white papers.
Yes, okay.
Including our latest update of the secret war, government's war on our money.
Yes.
Where they are gradually weaning us off dollars and putting us onto credit instead, and what follows from that almost immediately, in fact, they're already doing it in New York, is once you have to depend on a credit card instead of cash, you can only buy what the government wants you to buy.
Yes.
The governor of New York has already said, it has ordered the credit card companies, you arrange so that nobody can buy a gun using your credit cards.
Wow. Wow.
And that's you. In other words, it's like what they have in China. You can't fly on a plane. You can't stay in a hotel, whatever, if you are regarded as a problem for the state.
Of course. Well,
so everybody gets a social credit rating, not just a financial one in communist China.
Exactly. And this is all part of the technocracy that has invaded our economy because it's all about data. And data is king now. And if you've got this kind of data on everyone, Lowell, hey, I don't care if you're Robert Kraft or who you are. We know what you're doing.
Well, they know what you're doing, but they also have their own interpretation of that data.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So basically, you are in or out just based on their whim, and therefore you better stay well within the line of not criticizing the government, not criticizing leftist leaders, and so on.
Right.
That's the challenge.
But
the Democrats, first, by the way, the woman who now says she's the boss in the Democratic Party, having proposed the Green New Deal, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, she is indeed proposing $93 trillion, but that does not include what is now being proposed by Elizabeth Warren and by Kamala Harris and by Julian Castro of Texas, who was an Obama cabinet member. Mm-hmm. And that is reparations,
right,
whatever they might be. Now, understand, reparations could go to hundreds of trillions of dollars over time. In fact, if you count welfare payments since Lyndon Johnson's Great Deal,
right,
we've already probably devoted between $25 and $30 trillion to African Americans. The idea of reparations is you need to have atonement for slavery. And I personally believe that just as the Japanese internment for those interred in Manzanar and other camps during World War II, that is entirely valid. There's only one problem. Nobody is alive in the U.S. today who was ever under American law a legal slave.
Right, exactly.
And therefore, what they did with the Japanese Americans, they said, we will certainly pay all of you about $82,000, I think, $20,000 each for your internment in places like Manzanar. But, and there are problems with that we could get into, but we won't bother today.
Yes.
But the fact is, we would not pay reparations under U.S. policy to the children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren of those Japanese Americans. If you were a slave, you deserve reparations. But if your great-great-grandfather was a slave and you've never been a slave yourself, why should you get slave reparations?
Exactly. Or you're just going to get reparations because you're black, even though no one in your family was subjected to slavery. You came here post the slavery days and that in the history of our country. And so you have a right. And then, of course, Elizabeth Warren is saying, well, that's not enough because, of course, she's a Native American sensitive, some would say centric, now to make up for her past sins. So now she wants to throw in Native Americans into the mix.
Well, she's a Native American impersonator. No, she only threw in Native Americans after a few columnists like myself came out and pointed out the hypocrisy of her not including Native Americans. After all, isn't genocide worse than slavery?
Right.
And isn't the argument that Native Americans were subject to genocide? Indeed, many were. So therefore, why was she excluding them? Well, the reason is they are not a huge voting bloc
of
African Americans. The problem is, though, look at how you select people in and out. For example, Kamala Harris, who is one of the major senators from California in this case, advocating reparations. You have to stop and think. She has no American black slave blood at all.
Right. Yeah, she's Jamaican.
Her father was Jamaican.
Right.
Her mother was a Tamil from India.
Mm-hmm.
So chief would, I guess, be excluded from reparations. Oh, no, this is all very vague. It's enough just to be black and a target of discrimination, which is indeed terrible, and maybe people should receive some kind of recompense for it, but not slave reparations.
Right. Well, my question has been all along here, Lowell, is what about the non-blacks that fought in the Civil War?
You mean my ancestors who fought to free the ancestors or the descendants?
Are you deserving of reparations for, you know, many dying and suffering, you know, to free black, you know, to
absolutely.
Free
or,
black
or at
people?
Least should I be excluded from having to pay for it?
Yes.
Since I had nothing to, or meant some of my ancestors came here after slavery had ended.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be required to pay slave reparations? I don't think so. I don't know what the logical rationale is.
Kamala Harris says it's not an issue of money. It's just an issue of doing the right thing and morality. And I guess this is the morality according to the Bible of Kamala Harris or whatever it is that she's holding the truth.
Oh, okay. Well, if you believe in morality and you believe it's not limited to the generation that actually were slaves, let me propose this to you, Bill. For a couple of centuries in ancient Egypt, they had African-American or black pharaohs.
Mm-hmm.
You can only judge that from the way they're depicted in sculpture and so on, with thick lips, flat noses, and so on. Now, with that in mind, that was during the period when Jews were held as slaves in Egypt. Now, are blacks today in the United States going to be required to pay reparations with 3,000 years compound interest to all Jews in the United States who were descendants of those in Egypt? That would add up to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe more, trillions of dollars in reparations. But when they've paid their reparations to the Jews, then we can talk about paying reparations to them.
Oh, tomato, tomato. Let's just call the whole thing off, right?
Well, I mean, all of us have been on top. I mean, historically, have all been on top and all been on the bottom. In fact, our word slave comes from Slav.
Mm.
And the Slavs are Caucasoid people. In fact, they're from the Caucasus Mountains, many of them.
Exactly.
So therefore, what do you do? Now, of course, this is the problem the Democrats have. For Kamala Harris, for Elizabeth Warren, this is just a way of trying to run to grab the most leftward position in the Democratic Party in hopes of getting the nomination. But the Democrats are also in a desperate, desperate situation.
That's clearly obvious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, consider this. They are losing the Hispanic vote.
Hmm.
They are losing the black vote. In fact, Davis Hanson just a few days ago did a column on how Trump could easily win 20% of the black vote, maybe more, in the 2020 election. Hillary Clinton lost getting 88% of the African-American vote.
Which has traditionally been a given. Look, we got to hit the pause button real quick, go to break real fast. I promise you, we will pick up where we left off. More from the brilliant one. Yes, Lowell Ponte is with us right here on Bill Martinez Live. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bill Martinez live.
You see, just like that is promised. Bill Martinez here. Lowell Ponte continues with us just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Lowell, as you were sharing with us, you know, the Democrats are desperate. They've lost some sense of vision to how to explain, based on their policies and ideas, how good they are and why should they be in the White House and why they should be the leaders of this great nation. And they've gotten so desperate that all they can think about is, well, I'm going to buy your vote. I'm going to give you goodies. I'm going to give you free tuition. I'm going to give you free medical care. Oh yeah, reparations. We're going to make up for you know that the terrible white guy and all that he's done and the evil that he's done. But yet, you know, how do you extract the total? What, I don't know of a totally white guy. We're so homogenized in America today. We're all.
Oh, well, if you want complications, let me suggest this. You would favor, some people would favor reparations for the descendants of slaves. Well, who out there would favor reparations for the descendants of the slave owners?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By the way, all the slave owners were Democrat. All the members of the Ku Klux Klan were Democrats and so on. So the Democratic Party should really, if it's ethical, just disband in shame for all the evil it's done. Even the internment of Japanese during World War II, Japanese Americans, that was a Democrat, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Lest we forget.
They are America's racist party and always have been and probably always will be. But the difficulty and trying to alienate people by race, the average African-American, if you look at his or her DNA, is between 14 and 27% white.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is from antebellum days when it was routine for the plantation owner to rape some black women on the plantation. It's a horrible legacy, but right. Nevertheless, if you give reparations to an American black, you're also giving reparations and benefit to the DNA of the slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this explains why American blacks are not exactly like blacks in Africa. Of course, that's another problem.
But wait, hang on just a second here. Just a minute, though. Let's pause, and I want to think about this. How many slave owners were black?
There were black slave owners.
Yeah.
Maybe less than 5%, but they did exist.
Okay, but they did exist. And when blacks were put on ships to go to Europe and eventually America, was it not blacks that were putting them on the ships at the point of origin?
Not only was it black Africans who were selling their fellow people into slavery, but most of those who did the selling were Muslims.
Yes.
Islam practices and openly believes in slavery. They're carrying out massive slavery in East Africa today.
Yes, exactly.
And therefore, isn't it amazing that people have gone from being Christian African Americans to Nation of Islam, embracing the political party that was the party of the slave owners, and now they're embracing the religion that was the religion of the slave sellers.
Exactly.
Think about this.
Yes.
I mean, well, African Americans have been jerked around and tricked and manipulated, and that manipulation has often led them into a position. I mean, if you vote 90% Democrat, then the Democrats will take you for granted, and the Republicans will ignore you as unobtainable. You're in the worst of all possible political positions.
Right.
No wonder 20% of blacks are thinking of voting for Donald Trump.
Well, look what they did in the last time, and all he did was go to him and say, look, what have you got to lose? You just had a black president, and what did he do for you? And now, within 2 years of this presidency, from this uber-rich white guy from Manhattan, the lowest unemployment for black America, Hispanics, Asians. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean,
And by the way, as Craig Smith and I talk about in our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, by the way, if your listeners would like an absolutely free and postpaid copy, won't cost them a penny. They could pay $20, I mean, to Jeff Bezos and Amazon, or they could get it absolutely free and postpaid just by calling 800-630-1492, like the Your Columbus Sail the Ocean Blue.
Right.
800-630-1492.
Well, if you pay $20, 10 will go to Jeff, and the other 10 will go to his soon-to-be ex-wife. It just keeps the world going round and round. But there's no need to pay that money, especially when Lowell and Craig are so generous. And thank you, Lowell. That's a generous offer
to our
audience.
Well, we write the books to help people protect themselves.
Yes.
Against the kind of political horrors that are going on. And one of those horrors, of course, Planned Parenthood and abortion. You know, 12.5% of the American population are African American. You would have guessed 50% watching the Oscars the other night if you were a Martian. But 12.5% are black, and yet 25% or more of all abortions, maybe up to 35%.
No, 40%, yeah. Lowell, 25% Hispanic.
And remember, the founder of Planned Parenthood, one of the women founders of it, used to lecture before the KKK talking about using abortion to get rid of the unfit, the inferior among us. And even now, today, the Democrats are using it and funding it with half a billion dollars of our taxpayer money every year, and it's disproportionately killing African Americans. When are African Americans going to wake up and realize that they are being raped and abused by the same people who were raping them 150 years ago?
Exactly. And how many of these babies are female? You know, and here it is, the party that supposedly is hashtagging everything that represents female, except for you know, if you haven't quite been born yet, but of course, thank you very much, New York and now Virginia, that's okay, because even if she's born, we'll just give her comfort care. And somehow that ameliorates the immoral decision to exterminate and commit infanticide.
Oh, it's utterly surreal. Of course, many people thought that military conscription was used to obtain cheap cannon fodder to facilitate our having foreign wars. But in any event, this weekend, a federal court ruled that a male-only draft, conscription only of males in this country, is illegal and unconstitutional. That if it doesn't include your daughters, it doesn't count. And so we are going to see a lot more young women, who probably may not be having children anyway, out fighting on the battlefield and dying alongside men. This worked in Israel for a time. They experimented with it and then ended it for a simple reason. The women were very good as soldiers. That wasn't the problem. The problem was that the males around them in battle would try to protect the girl.
That's
as such, the males became worse as soldiers.
Right.
Trying to do that. So therefore, they decided women were causing too much problem in actual life and death combat.
Well, they still volunteer, but not for combat.
Right.
You're exactly right, because that's our instinct. That's our wiring, Lowell. That's counterintuitive to think a guy is going to ignore the soldier next to him who happens to be female. Yes, his natural instinct is to protect that woman, soldier or not. And even though you may see in the movies different, that's the movies, that's not real life.
Oh, and by the way, a left-wing Marist poll just reported that the attitude of women toward abortion in this country, well, the attitude of all Americans, but women in particular, is shifting. That there are now as many people opposed to abortion as accepting of abortion in the U.S. That is a tremendous shift. It's also happening among young women. In that direction. So, therefore, we're seeing huge changes that you would have to say are in Trump's favor in 2020.
Well, on a political standpoint, I would agree in Trump's favor. But, you know, I think for humanity's favor, you know, for this great country, for the morality that we try to maintain or try to attain to, Lowell, I think, as much as the people in Albany jumped up and down and celebrated the infanticide and the radical abortion law that was signed into law there, I am waiting for the time that good people of morality are rejoicing in the streets because we decided to turn back and turn away from this this evil that exists in our country today that wants to kill the unborn child, and that we go out in the streets and celebrate life and once again really embrace something that is so critical to the American way of life, and that is life itself.
Which you would think is the most fundamental of all human rights.
Right.
And yet, Donald Trump has been the most pro-life president in recent American history.
Well, thank God for Donald Trump. And I know that's not a popular saying, but popular schmopular. I don't care.
Well, I mean, what happens to a country that killed 60 or 70 million of its own children and then sees its economy going into collapse, but then sees sperm count and testosterone levels plummeting as fertility disappears in the U.S. And in Europe and the U.S. where this is happening, they justify bringing in mass floods of immigration to make up for the lack of our own population that we've killed off.
Exactly. I mean, we've killed off 60 million. That is, they tell me, Lowell, a generation labor force.
And now, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, just over the weekend, was saying, should we have children?
Yeah.
Well, only if you want to survive as a people, I guess.
Right. Well, there is a community in Kentucky called the Shakers, and I don't know if you've been there to visit their village. It's quite interesting. They were a creative bunch, and the reason that they do not exist today is because they didn't believe in procreation. So what does that tell you?
Well, I guess it tells us they just want to go to heaven and be done with it.
But I mean, their ideas are so brilliant that you can't even pass them off to the next generation, nor do you.
Well, the problem is so many people now, young people, have the attitude that we are so selfish. We are so selfish as a people that we would rather have our pleasure and our ease and skip the difficulty of childbearing and raising kids. Mm. And where does that lead the country in the long run? Into oblivion. By the way, that also is discussed in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, that you can get by calling 800-630-1492. And as always, thank you for having the courage to be a beacon of light to people across the world.
Thank you, Lowell Ponte.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often on Amazon. Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place.